We can't control what we inherit from our parents. And on this Father's Day, reporter Laurel Morales has the story of artist Duane Coahuila's struggle to hold on to the best of his dad while letting go of the worst.
Growing up, Duane Coahuila loved to draw.
I did a lot of pieces that a lot of people always wanted. Like, can I have that? Can I have that? Even my art teachers would ask me, you know, if they could keep stuff.
But he didn't see he was a burgeoning artist. He only saw his father's talent. Sometimes when he practiced drawing, he'd ask his dad, Lloyd Coahuila, to help him. Duane watched as his father would pull out his sketchbook and draw a curved line that became a tail, then the horse's mane.
Just kind of like puzzled, like, what is he doing? Like, after, you know, some time, it kind of just gets put together and it's like, oh, wow, okay.
At elementary school, Duane loved to show off his dad's drawings. It wasn't until Duane got older that he realized his dad had a drinking problem. He'd come home from high school to find Lloyd in the bathroom.
Then discovering that he's asleep in there.
Like on the floor?
The toilet. Have to like get him up, get him cleaned up, and then get him to the bedroom and put him down to sleep.
Duane inherited more than his dad's artistic talents. When Duane was a teenager, he and a buddy found a bottle of gin. They took swigs, passed it back and forth, until they threw up. Even though he got sick, Duane liked it.
I felt that zing of like, you know, this is it.
After graduating from high school, he moved to Flagstaff. Not long after Duane arrived, the police arrested him for drinking and driving. At first, he was terrified.
Got work furlough, did 10 days, and I had a fine. It was kind of like a slap on the wrist after I realized, I was like, oh man, it's not that bad.
So he kept drinking and driving. Within a few months, got a second DUI, this one a felony, then a third. By this point, Duane would sell a drawing or two, but only if he was short on rent. He stayed in touch with his dad, whose drinking also had gotten worse. In 2006, Lloyd died of cirrhosis of the liver. Duane continued to spiral. After a fourth DUI, he was facing prison. His sister, Holly Figueroa, saw Duane going down a familiar path.
After all of the times of, you know, going out and getting him when he was intoxicated or having my children be afraid of him.
So Holly got him into rehab. While he was there, Duane's girlfriend at the time told him he was going to be a father.
Of course, I was very frightened. You know, I'm still trying to fix myself and put myself together.
But when he held his daughter for the first time, he made a promise to her and to himself to stay sober. It's a promise and a practice he's kept for 12 years now. Sometimes when he looks at his daughter, Peyton, he thinks of his own dad, Lloyd.
And I just know that he would be so mind blown, and seeing my daughter really taken into art the way she does now, I just know that he would think she would be so cool because she's just like me.
Dad. What are you drawing?
I'm drawing a style.
It looks hard.
Kind of is. After a while, you kind of get better at it. The more practice you put in, the better it gets. So remember, you gotta practice to get better. Yeah?
Yeah.
For NPR News, I'm Laurel Morales in Flagstaff.
This story comes to us from the podcast Two Lives.